time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? We're here on msonewsports.com. We're a weekly show. We got the best of the best. Athletes, coaches, get them on. And this week, we got a journalist because we had to have a huge football preview. That's right. Football seedings are out. So you'll hear about all the Valley teams, where they're lined up, and what we think of their potential. And what we, when I say we, I mean me, Dom Nicastro, and Mukala Kabongo, our man that comes back every once in a while to give the scoop. No one has better eyes out there than Mukala. Works really hard getting video interviews. He does some New England Football Journal stuff, and he does a lot of media for North Shore and Merrimack Valley sports. And we're honored to have him, happy to have him. He's going to give us the full breakdown next with me on the football playoffs, all eight seeds. He's got some confidence in one Valley team in that Division One for football. He thinks they might cause a little trouble in that bracket. So find out who he thinks next. And then we'll just wrap up quick with my little spin around the tournament scene, see how some Valley teams are doing in the early rounds.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The North Shore Sports Desk back at it with our friend of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. This is actually the Sports Desk interview because we cover both shows. So Mukala Kabongo is on, returning now that we have seedings squared away. Football playoffs are here in the North Shore and Valley, and we're ready to rock. Mukala, what's going on?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good.
It's a good day.
Yeah. How was your regular season? You were all over the place, man. New England Football Journal, your own stuff, video interviews. Hell of a media man in this area.
Hey, man, it was a lot of good regular season games throughout the state this year. So I had to catch some of those. You know, I caught, you know, former Swampscott head coach, Mr. Dombowski over there in Milton. I caught his team on Friday. Nice. They got the win over Natick, 21-14. It was a good game. It was a really good game. Then yesterday I was in Danvers for Catholic Memorial and St. John's Prep, which was another treat. So
that was the powerhouse St. Pierre DiBiase meeting, correct?
Yeah, man. Those are two coaches in big games that really know how to, you know, get their teams ready. So it was a good turnout, great crowd, good. And I think they had their Hall of Fame ceremony They had the Hall of Fame inductions. They, you know, they had the ceremony. Yeah, they had the ceremony in the morning, then the induction. They presented the new members of the Hall of Fame at during halftime.
Yeah. Yeah. St. Pierre got himself win number 100.
Win number 100 for Coach St. Pierre, man. What a way to do it too, because the game looked like the game was gonna go one way at one point, then momentum shifted and it went the other way in their favor. But throughout that first half, it looked like Catholic Memorial was going to run away with it. But you know, that's how sports is. You can get a break here and then everything shifts and you know, you take advantage of it. And they did that with those two turnovers late in the first half to that started at 21 unanswered points for them.
Yeah. Yeah. The prep looked like this year, Mukala, that they are back to business. 8-0, the number one seed, and they have just been dominant. And I mean, you know, the close game against CM, but you know, they're hungry. I mean, they do not want to. I mean, they had to watch Zavarian win the last two. That's not good for them.
Right. And I mean, and looking at their bracket, I mean, you know, it's just going to be how many points they beat Framingham by, but the potential matchup with Leominster in the second round, if they are able to get past Franklin, that should be a very interesting matchup. We got two really good quarterbacks with Osiris Lopez, you know, the Coastal Carolina commit, and then Chris Vargas, who just keeps getting better and better with each week. You know, yesterday he just put on a master class of throwing the ball and just having control of the game. Yeah. Talking with him after the game, I was there last year. That was probably one of the worst performances that he had. And he said it himself, like that last year, really, he wasn't too pleased. And he had a chip on his shoulder coming in this game because of, you know, just how bad they lost last year and how he didn't play as good as he wanted to play. So that young man is really, I mean, hey man, for all the hype, you know, players get hype and sometimes people see it and they don't think it's real, but the hype is real. I mean, this kid is living up to it and he's a very grounded young man.
Yeah. Who does the prep not want to draw in this tournament?
I don't think it matters who they draw because if you look at it, they've already played Central Catholic and they had control of that game from beginning to end. You know, they've beaten Springfield Central in a classic. They'll play Zavarian on Thanksgiving as they usually do. So I don't think this team is really up for anybody. The way they're playing right now, they're not scared of anybody. They want to, as the kids say, they want all the smoke.
Is that what they say? I didn't even hear that one yet. I'm so GD old, I'm telling you. So on the other side, you know, of that Division I bracket, they could, you know, you got Springfield Central at 2 and Zavarian at 3. So it's looking, you know, likely you get a matchup with one of those versus the prep. But skipping way ahead, we are in that regard. I want to talk about Methuen and Lowell. Methuen, you know, had a great season, I thought. I mean, with all those injuries they've had, different, you know, positions, thrusting into different positions, like last minute, because it's just like a lot of, and their first year coach just really managed that team so well, and they got Lowell at home. Pretty good matchup.
Yeah, and I think these two teams played each other already in the regular. I think they played each other in the regular season. I'm not too sure, but I think they played each other. I think Methuen, I'm not sure if they, but they might have played each other in the regular season. But yeah, these are two teams really that could really put up points. You know, Methuen let one go against Bill Ricker the other day, but yeah, it's a really good one. This is a good matchup. Merrimack Conference, the Falls going at it. And Lowell, for Lowell, they had, you know, the season they had last year and just some of the things going well with the program. So they, for them to be in the state tournament this year is really good. But Methuen, that's a team everybody should watch out for, though. They got a lot to prove. They've been proving the doubters wrong all year. You know, everybody was wondering how they would look, you know, with all the changes they had, all the graduations, you know, new head coach, and people wondering how they would look. And they, you know, in the big games, they really played well. They had that one game, you know, they went up to Tewksbury and almost won that game. But
yeah,
this should be a good one. This should be one of those. It's a one score game that It's probably a one score game.
Yeah. That's their only loss was Tewksbury for Lowell. And they didn't play. Methuen and Lowell did not play this year, but Lowell was 4-7 last year overall. And this year already 7-1 out of the gate. Incredible turnaround there.
Yeah, definitely. The running backs, it's going to be the running backs for Lowell are pretty good. They got some speed on the backs.
Yeah. And so, in Dover is our other team we're watching, Merrimack Valley-wise.
Yeah.
They got Wachusett, looks like, first round.
Tough matchup going on the road to Wachusett, I believe. I believe they're going on the road, right?
Yeah, they are at Wachusett.
Yeah, they are at Wachusett. That's going to be a tough matchup, but two good teams, though. Wachusett, you know, they played in some big games already this regular season. But Andover, they won't be slept on because the game against Pinkerton, that showed me a lot about Andover going up to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Getting a road win like that. You know, Central Catholic, they played them tough, but they just dug themselves a hole early and they couldn't get out of it. And so they should try to bounce back. They didn't close the season out the way they wanted to, losing to Tewksbury too, but Tewksbury is probably one of the best teams in the state this season. So Andover will give Wachusett a game. It's going to be a tough environment. So they got to be ready for that one because Wachusett can really go.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason Fielding, right? Coach for Andover.
Coach Fielding, his first year. He's doing a really good job over there in his first season.
He was a big central guy, I think, right? I think.
He was. He went to Central alum. Went there. I think he went to Westfield State for college.
Yeah.
Westfield or Fitchburg State, one of those two. And then he was an assistant at Central Catholic since like 2012 or so, somewhere around there. He was an assistant for a long time over there.
Yeah. The big question with all this, you know, hype with football and everything, it's like which month is the best month of the year for local high school sports? Is it, to me, it's a question of, is it March? Or is it November? You know, because
it's definitely November. The football playoffs, man.
Yeah, so good, so good. Yeah. The whole month of this month, it's great. So let's go on to Division II, and the matchups we're watching. Obviously, CM, you know, maintaining that one seed against Wellesley in the first round, and for teams around. Yeah.
Top two seeds got to buy because not enough teams.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Wellesley and Plymouth. Okay. Yep. I got it. I got you.
Not enough teams were able to qualify in Division II, which is just.
Because they have to win three games. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, and that's another thing that's just. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So only 14 teams in Division II made it.
Oh, and then Fien got a bye too. Okay. Got it. Yep.
Yeah. Fien got a bye. So. hey man, this is just gonna be like who's gonna be the one to face Catholic Memorial at the end? Because I don't, you know, Winchester, they're having a good year. I mean, Feeheen on that side, they're having a really good year. I think Bridgewater and Raynham is also having a really good year. But man, it's just who is gonna go and who's gonna make it to Gillette?
They only have to win two games to get into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
exactly. So,
yeah.
I mean, the rich get richer, and they get some benefits.
Yeah,
some benefits too. So it's that division too. I think I'm pretty sure it's gonna be Feeheen and Catholic Memorial. But if there's a team that I wouldn't be surprised that gets there, it's Bridgewater and Raynham. I like
that. Okay. Yeah, they got Woburn in the first round. Yeah. And then if Bridgewater Raynham wins, they'll get one of our guys for sure because Bill Ricca and Beverly are facing off in a Merrimack Valley Northeastern Conference matchup. And that's significant because, you know, when the divisions were aligned how they were, there's been so many alignments. But I want to say Beverly and Bill Ricca might have had a big postseason game in the last 10 years. I know Beverly. I think Beverly upset him was a pretty big deal. Andrew Morenci was the coach, but that has nothing to do with this one. Beverly, fact is, you know, a nice little turnaround for them with Jeff Hutton and that crew. They're 5-3 in the 11 seed.
Yeah, and they put up a lot of points. They got some explosive players. I like the kid Floyd White, I believe his name. I like him at receiver. Danny Pierce, you know, at quarterback. He's really done a good job this year. So this is a interesting matchup. Contrasting styles too with these teams. Two contrasting styles.
Yeah, and on that same bracket, you get Chelmsford going to Quincy for the other Valley team that got into the party.
We spoke with one of the Chelmsford players this morning on the radio, and those guys, they started off a little rough, but they ended the season pretty well.
Yeah,
stringing together down the stretch. They're healthy. They're fully healthy too. So, I think they'll move on to the quarterfinal. I think they'll move on.
Yeah, who's that you had on the show from the Chelmsford side?
Oh, man.
You have so many kids that you interview.
This was on the radio. Let me see.
I gotcha. Because
Joey Nordengren.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a linebacker. He's a senior.
I wonder, you speaking of Chelmsford, I wonder how Thomas Brown is doing down at Villanova. He was the big lineman for them. For Chelmsford.
Yeah. I remember the name.
Yeah, he's a big wrestler. Like, he swept all the states in the heavyweight division, like, every year. New England's and all that. And he was a hell of a lineman. He decided to focus on football, you know, in college. Villanova is 5-1, looks like, and there are 6-2. They got Towson this week. I wonder if Thomas is getting some love there. I don't know. It's hard to see, like, linemen where there's no staff.
Right. Linemen, it's hard to, like, evaluate. You really have to, like, sit down and watch, like, the whole thing. And linemen's one of those positions. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to break down.
But, all right, so that's two. Let's move on to three.
As we get to the lower, some of these lower divisions, Division Three, it's going to be a really tough division. There's a lot of good teams. Let me pull that up real quick. Division Three. So I have a rant because I'm really upset that my Lynn English Bulldogs did not make it. They were on the outside looking in, even though for most of the season until like 2 weeks ago, they were in the 14, 15, 16 slot for most of the season.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks ago, they moved down to 18 and they just stayed at 18, even though they were winning the games, and they were winning by the margin that, you know, you want them to win 14 points, but they still weren't rewarded. But I have an issue with a team like Malden Catholic getting in.
Huh.
They got wins, but they lose. They go 0-4 in their conference play. They don't win none of the games. And I don't think any of those games were close. And then the teams they did beat, I think only one of them actually had a 500 record. It was Westford that finished at 4-4.
Yeah.
I think so it's kind of like, how is it that they're getting in with, you know, you look at their resume, Catholic Conference or not, and you compare it to Lynn English's resume, you know, Lynn English gets punished for being in the Greater Boston League. They get punished with that. But they did, you know, you could only play so many non-conference games. They played two non-conference games. Granted, they lost to Marblehead and Swampscott. They lose to Swampscott by one. They lose to Marblehead, I think it was 21-6 or something like that. But that game was close throughout until Marblehead got a touchdown late to push the lead. But so it's kind of like, all right, you're rewarding some of these other teams for losing, but then these guys are getting punished for it. That don't make sense to me.
Six straight wins, you know, six straight wins. They're putting up a 54 burger, 43, right. 46, 32, 50, and 32, and don't make it. That is criminal. I mean, is there a flaw in the, does this expose an actual flaw in this system, you think?
There is definitely a flaw in this system, but also I've said this the last couple of years. This system rewards losing. It rewards certain schools for losing. Like it rewards these regional schools, these schools that are in certain areas, it rewards them, but schools like Lynn English and, you know, and other schools that are in similar, you know, communities like that, they're the ones that are punished. So I don't know. It don't make sense to me. It doesn't at all. But besides that, King Philip, Barnstable, Milton, Hey, there's a lot of really good teams in this division. We got some, it's Hockamock League heavy in this one.
Yeah.
King Philip, they were at Gillette last year when they were in Division Two. So they'll probably go back there again. You know, they got an experienced head coach. They have the style to play in November, which is that heavy run. They run the ball. They love to run the ball. I mean, they got three backs that they utilize. They got a big offensive line, and they're a very physical team. So they'll cause some mess. I saw Milton. Milton's a formidable opponent. But Plymouth South too. They got some quality wins. North Attleboro, like a lot of these teams. But Masco is the team to keep an eye out on.
Masco, yeah.
Fabiano. You know, he had like 40 carries a couple weeks ago against Marblehead in that win.
In that epic battle for the Northeastern Conference. Yeah. I mean, the comeback of the ages right there. Were they down like two scores or like 5 minutes left, something like that?
Yeah, they were down 17 and they ranged off 20 unanswered points to win that one. That's definitely a team I'll keep an eye on. Masco will be taking on Melrose in that first round of home game. So I think they'll be able to win that one. A potential matchup. Reading, I like Reading. Reading, they put up a lot of points. They got an offense that likes to put up points. See how that goes with Milton. Milton got a pretty good offense as well when they get it together. They didn't have as many explosive plays on Friday, but they had enough explosive plays, especially in the second half. They had a slow first half, but a way better second half. So
yeah. I like the potential of Masco Milton. That looks like a good one.
That definitely would be a good one.
3-6. Yeah.
Do they go neutral site after round one, or is it?
I think it might be the semis.
Quarterfinals and semis. Quarterfinals and semis.
I think semis might be the first neutral site. I think I'm just guess. I'm kind of guessing.
I think they should all be neutral site after the first round.
Yeah. Just so you get that one home game, and then that doesn't sound like a bad deal. Division Four, we are heavy with a lot of fun teams, namely Tewksbury with just an incredible regular season under Coach Aileywood. He's one of the winningest coaches around still.
The defending champs.
Citrus defending champs, and then number one ahead of two, Tewksbury. You know, the story here for me is Marblehead is bruised and battered. I mean, that Masco game took a lot out of them. They lost to Danvers in the final regular season game.
Right, yeah. That's not the way you want to close out the season, the regular season, dropping two in a row and the way they did, especially in a game that you were in control, that you kind of look like you let slip away. So, yeah, man, not a good way for them to end the season, but... Danvers and Ashland, I haven't seen much of Ashland, but I've seen Danvers, and I like their style. I like how they offensively what they do. I like how they approach the game on the offensive side of that. Yeah. But
that was a good upper division this year for the NEC with Masco, Danvers, Beverly, and Marblehead. They really duked it out there. Masco was the best, but Marblehead, Danvers, and Beverly all beat up each other. And
right,
you know, so that was good competition. And then the South, or whatever you call it, was also very good, you know, with Gloucester and Swampscott leading the way there, and Swampscott coming out on top. But yeah, so we're thinking Tewksbury maybe for the Valley and the Northeastern Conference are our best bet here.
Yeah, Tewksbury, man, that team, they are tough. They are tough. We talked to two of their players last year, Ethan and Cam. I mean, last week, I should say. Those guys, they're having a really good season. Sophomore quarterback who continues to get better. They got backs that could, you know, Ben Christopher. They got another big back that could really bruise you. It's kind of sort of like a thunder lightning thing. One guy could go take it to the house from 80 yards, and then another guy could just wear you out. So Tewksbury could get things up. But Scituate, man. Scituate, Duxbury, Burlington, man, those are some tough teams on that other side of the bracket. And also, you know, Bedford, they had a good second half of the season. They did really well. They got the BC commit in Makai Volsey on their team. So we got some matchups here. We got some interesting, intriguing matchups. Bedford and Walpole, that definitely is a very intriguing first-round matchup. I like the potential of Burlington and Duxbury if both of those two teams do advance. I like the potential of that matchup. That one could be a very fun matchup.
Yeah.
I don't. On that side, Scituate is probably the favorite, but I would not overlook Duxbury.
Yeah. D5, another three Northeastern Conference teams get in.
This is another division. This is going to be a fun one. Division 5 is going to be a fun one. We got Shawshin at number 1, Foxborough number 2, Hanover at 3. Medfield, the season they have with I think his name's Brady McCormick, the running back. He's had one heck of a season, but this is going to be fun. You know, we got Gloucester, St. Mary's, Greater Lawrence. Greater Lawrence and St. Mary's will be playing Friday at Manning Field. It's a 6 p.m. kickoff. Gustavo Varela, the running back, the all-world running back for Greater Lawrence against the three-headed monster back in St. Mary's with Rowan Merriman, Tyron Hunt, Jimmy Jennings, the speedster, and then their quarterback, Yanil Belliard, who's, they run that, and then they get that play action. He'll make big plays down the field to his receiver. So,
yeah,
very intriguing matchup. I like that matchup right there. But Shawshin, it's good.
They have
don't win it all. I'll be surprised.
When's the last time they lost? When's the last time that team lost a game? They won it all last year with undefeated, correct?
I think the last time they lost was the year before when they lost at Gillette.
Yeah.
I think that was the last time they lost a game. And this was a team, a lot of people weren't expecting this from them because of the turnover they had, all the guys that graduated, but who, man, we did. That's a potential rematch with St. Mary's in the second round. They played an epic game earlier this season. So they could potentially meet again. And, you know, that game came down to literally a big play from the receiver, Nathan Smith, who gave him that lead late. So that could be a big rematch. They'd have to go over there. But Salem, I just feel like Salem don't have enough to withstand what Shawshin is going to bring to the table.
Yeah, they don't have that firepower they did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And on the other side, you got for our area, Gloucester and Swampscott are your two to watch there.
Is Gloucester back?
Maybe, Gloucester, but they lost to Winthrop. Was that weather related? What happened there? They lost 7-6 to Winthrop.
But that was a Friday game, so there was no rain or nothing on there. They just Winthrop was desperate too. Winthrop needed the win to get in the postseason. So
yeah,
might have been one of those things with Winthrop. Winthrop was just a little more desperate than them, and they were able to pull it off. But I still like Gloucester. They got three. That's another team with three running backs that are really good. Swampscott did a good job closing the season, but they draw Archbishop Williams. You know, they got the quarterback Hudson Garrity. They got some good playmakers on there. I checked them out when they played Bishop Fenwick. Explosive. They got a lot of explosive players. They got, you know, but it's mainly the quarterback. He's really good. That their freshman quarterback. He's really good. But Swampscott, they got a little Swampscott. Will Bush. He's had the last couple weeks.
Yeah,
he's been really good.
Yeah.
So
yeah, coach's son ripping it up over there.
Yeah. You know, and they got experience. A lot of these guys were in the final. They played in the semifinals last year. So there's a lot of these guys that were on the team last year that made it all the way to the semifinals. So there's experience there, and that could play a factor. Experience goes a long way.
100%.
Yeah, but we are looking at a potential rematch between Shawshin and Foxborough. But this, you know, Hanover could give a team a run for their money. I wouldn't count off Swampscott and Gloucester. They're running game, man. If Gloucester play like they did all year, for the most part, I think they'll make Foxborough sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully they can turn it around a little bit. They lost two out of their last three there. Mm-hmm. All right, well, Division 6, Norwell's your top seed.
Which I don't understand.
Yeah, who do you think should have Abington?
Yeah, I believe Abington should have been the number one seed on that one. I mean, yeah. Abington defeated Norwell in the head-to-head matchup. Abington finished with the better record. Abington won their league, so I don't get how Norwell's number one when, you know, we got the litmus test that Abington when it comes to certain stuff like that, Abington beat them. So Abington should have been the one seed, but well,
yeah, damn,
that's nothing. I got a chance to see Abington a couple weeks ago. This group of kids that they have, they've had for a long time through their youth football program. So a lot of these guys have been playing together for a while. That's why they're having this success. And some of them, when they were freshmen, they got some time on varsity. So it's coming together for them. They're another team. They like to run the ball, but they mix it up a little bit. But they like to run the ball, and you know, they'll be a threat.
What about the Whalers on Nantucket's? You know, 9 seed at 8-0.
I think they get a little bit punished maybe because they're all the way down there in Nantucket, so they get a little bit you know.
They get a road game. Who are they going to face? The 8 seed? Pentucket. Yeah, they got to go ferry it up to the River Rival region. Right. They should just take the boat the whole way up.
Yeah, they might as well, right? Hudson's the defending champ. They're the 5 seed at Bellingham. I haven't seen much of Hudson this year, but from some of the stuff I've seen from, you know, their Twitter and like the updates, they've been pretty well. But Stoneham and Winthrop, that's a good match. That's a matchup to watch.
Yeah, they faced each other before in the postseason, I feel like, in recent years. Winthrop 3-5, 11 seed, and then Stoneham 6-2, 6 seed. So, and then Fenwick's over there as well at the 7 seed at 4-4 this year.
Stoneham's been winning the games like 7-6, 12-7. It's been low scoring games the last couple weeks for them. The player I'd watch out for, I keep an eye on, is Seth Sackle for Winthrop. The running back. He's been making big plays all season, so he's going to be a guy for Stoneham to key on.
Yeah,
try to get this W.
All right, top home games for two other North Shore teams in Division 7, Amesbury undefeated and Manchester Essex, 2 and 5 seed respectively. Cohasset, your number one seed in D7, and Amesbury hosting South Hadley.
And Amesbury just put up a beating on Manchester Essex to close out the season. I think it was 40-0.
Big one.
Yeah, and that's one of those teams we talked about on the New England Football Journal show, Puff High School Preview Show. Underrated team this season. They have been very underrated. They've got some key wins. I believe they beat Reading at one point in the season. They put up a lot of points there. They like to pass that ball, spread it around, play fast. Amesbury, I think this might be the year for them. Just the way everything's been going for them, this might be the year for them.
They were in Gillette a couple of years ago, or was it last year?
Not last year. It might have been the year before.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then... some of these other teams, you know, these Central Mass and Waymaster Mass team. I'm not really too familiar with them. I think Mashpee was the one that won it last year. I think Mashpee won it last year. I think they won it last year. Then they have an interesting season, to say at least, because of the turnovers they had. But they're still in the playoffs. So once you get in, it's anything go. But some of these teams.
Amesbury lost to Mashpee last year in the round of 8. Yeah.
So, Millbury, Manchester Essex, Manchester Essex. They definitely don't want to go out in the first round, but the way they ended the regular season against Amesbury, that definitely got to leave a sour taste in their mouth. And then Uxbridge, Uxbridge? Yeah, keep an eye on Uxbridge.
Yeah, they won it 2 years ago. They beat Amesbury in the final. Smoked them. Yeah. All right. Well, let's finish up with 8. Do we got a couple of Lynn teams in 8? Did the Lynners make 8?
Lynn Tech and Kip Academy are in there. Lynn Tech is going all the way down to Bourne on Friday to take Bourne on. Kip Academy, they are taking on Frontier Regional. I don't know where Frontier Regional is.
Oh, well, they both got some travel, I'm assuming. Yeah, for sure. Frontier is down in Deerfield, Mass. Where is that, man?
Oh, boy.
Lynn, Mass to Deerfield, Mass. You got a two-hour journey.
Woo!
Boys,
that's South Deerfield. Oh, that's all the way in Western Mass. Yeah, that's near Amherst. And it's like in between Amherst and Northampton.
Damn. And then Tech is going down to Bourne, you said?
Yeah, Tech is going down to Bourne. I believe that is Friday. I think that's a Friday 6 o'clock game, I believe.
Yeah. Friday at 6 going down to Bourne. They better leave at noon.
I just say give us the day off Thursday and get Friday off so we could go there Thursday or something.
Get a hotel, yeah.
Right, stay overnight or something, because man, let's do remote learning for a day.
Yeah. The Techers have a chance to break through? Any one of those Linner teams. Them and St. Mary's, they're all in. They got, was it 3 out of 5 that made it?
Only in classical and in English are the only two that didn't make it. It's more so the travel that wears on them.
Yeah.
Because that long drive, then by the time the game starts, you're still trying to like adjust from the travel. So like, you know, we see that a lot by the time, you know, it takes a little bit for them to like fully their bodies to fully get to, you know, into the game mode and stuff like that, just because of that long travel.
But,
not knowing Frontier or Bourne, not having any familiarity with them, if Tech could play the way they've played in the games they won, which is control the football, you know, they run that football, you play action passes or make some plays in the passing game. They'll give not turn the ball over. They'll give themselves a chance. You know, that's kind of what's kind of hurt them is the turnovers and slow starts. And Kipp Academy as well. Kipp Academy, the games they've lost has been turnovers. Slow starts. Not getting off the field when they need to, not making the plays on defense. So if they could clean that up, they'll give themselves a chance. And they got some experience though. Kipp has some experience. Some of these guys, you know, played last year. So maybe that helped. You know, their quarterback is healthy now. They got some guys that were hurt that are healthy now. So it's good. But Neshoba, I mean, this might be Neshoba's year. Might be Neshoba's year, but Randolph is gone. Randolph might be the best team in that whole division. Randolph. You know, I think Randolph might be the best team. They got the running back Mekhi White, who's really, really, really good. They're one of those teams. They'll probably be past it once or twice the whole game.
Yeah.
They're a heavy team. So I think Randolph might be the team that actually wins this
bracket. Yeah, one of four undefeated teams in that bracket. Right. 8-0. Yeah.
West Boylston trying to get their fourth in a row.
Number 3 seed, 6-2. Yeah.
And then you got Cathedral. They've had a good, really good season to try to continue that. But yeah, this is this is a really good division. This is a good division. But for me, I think Randolph is probably going to come out of that division.
All right, we'll hold you to it. Well, we will wrap up here, but we'll skip back on, you know, maybe before the Super Bowl matchups. We'll do a little preview and maybe do a little Valley North Shore, like football award, playoff awards, like MVP, you know, best team performance. We'll kind of think in that terms. We got, you know,
I already tell you the best team performance if you already need it. I'm talking about Lynn English. This might be a biased one, but it's Lynn English when they won their game against Everett. That was probably the best team performance.
It's too bad the Bulldogs, they deserve a shot, crack at it.
Might have to go down to Franklin to the MIA headquarters, do a one-man.
it seems to always be like one story like that. That's a criminal kind of story. Like, damn, really? You know, at least they fixed the 3-win minimum. You know, that was decent. And now, if things like this keep happening, they gotta be willing to take a second look at things. You know, they can't let these things go. But damn Bulldogs. Sorry to hear it, man. Those are your guys.
It's tough, but hey, got to deal with it.
Who do they draw in a consolation? Do you know yet?
No idea.
Okay.
I wouldn't even play in a consolation game.
You wouldn't even play.
I wouldn't even play. I'd just be like, let's go to
Thanksgiving game, right?
Yeah, let's get ready for Thanksgiving. But they might. I think they might play one consolation game and then they'll get ready for Thanksgiving. But yeah, Thanksgiving is gonna be fun though between them and Lynn Classical. It's gonna be fun.
I wonder if they should make it like they do consolation, right? It's just so. Like a demeaning, I guess, in a way. Like, can't they do it like an NIT style, maybe one of these days? You know, we're the consolation champs, you know?
Maybe, but hey, that's just next year. They just gotta, you know, find a ways to, you know, get a little more, another, probably try to get 3 non conference games and, you know, just gotta win those ones and, you know, see what happens. But yeah, stuff.
All right, he's Mukala Kabongo. He's no one better to give the full scoop on everything football. He writes for the New England Football Journal, has his own following at Mukala_K. Give all the scoop from there. Mukala, thanks again.
No problem, man. Basketball starting soon. Well, college starts this week, but basketball, high school basketball, we're almost there. We're almost there.
Yeah. All right, hop back on with me for our Super Bowl preview show, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, talk soon. Have a good night, buddy.
You as well.
Take care. Bye.
Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Mukala Kabongo giving us the football scoop. We're gonna go with one more segment here, and we're just gonna look around the horn on tournament time. You know, you're looking at field hockey, and we got a couple of Mally teams in there battling it out. Andover beat Chelmsford in the first round. Merrimack Valley matchup in the tournament. That's always fun. And Andover was set to host Acton Boxborough in that round of 16. North Andover did lose 6-1 to Fian, so they're gone. And looking at Central Catholic, they had an opportunity, and they played Methuen and beat them in another Valley matchup, 1-0. But then they lost to Walpole, the defending champ, 7-0. Walpole is the class, obviously, still of Division One, and we're looking to a showdown in the semis with Andover and Walpole, back-to-back state finals. Walpole has beaten Andover, so if they keep winning, they'll get a chance to get them in the semis. Boys soccer for Division One. We'll see if we have any Valley teams left. Lowell beat Beverly 2-1, so they're in this round of 16. They might face the Prep or Algonquin. We're not sure yet. At press time for us. And if we spin over to the other side of the bracket, so you got Lowell only, Central Catholic did win, but they had to play Newton South in the next round. Don't have the results in that one. Lawrence and Bridgewater Raynham had a matchup. Lawrence did win their first round game against Brockton 4-1. What a Division I classic game. Lawrence and Brockton. Two big, huge schools. I just love it. I don't know why. How about girls soccer? Division I. You know, we talked to Central earlier this year and how they had a great year, 15-1-2. They had Attleboro after our press time, so we're not sure how that went, of course. So Central's like the big team from the Valley, although Andover did win its first round game against Woburn, and they had Needham on Thursday at 4 o'clock. I'm not sure when we're getting the show out this week. But so it's like Andover, Central, or a bust in that bracket. So for girls soccer. How about a quick look at volleyball to see if we have any Valley teams left? Chelmsford had a good season, but they fell to Newton South. We're getting to round of eight time for Andover's in there, of course, and they had Bishop Feehan Thursday at 5, trying to get into that round of eight. Quick moving volleyball tournament, already in the Elite Eight, and Central Catholic is in the Elite Eight after a couple of wins, Concord, Carlisle, and Westboro, and they're facing Wellesley. So you got Wellesley and Andover, and that, I mean, Central Catholic and Andover with hopes and dreams, and if they keep winning, that's the state final of all Valley teams. So, Valley Sports Desk. Have a good one, everybody.